Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2019. CD Projekt Red is betting big on E3. Divinity Original 2 is getting a sequel. And GameStop partners with esports. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. My name is X1. Let's do this, guys. Right now. Happy Thursday. Here we go. It's been worried if E3 this year is going to be really that important. You had Sony missing it. A lot of people were like, oh no, E3, it's going the way of dying. You have Inside Xbox, you have Nintendo Direct. PlayStation just started its own state of the game. So what was happening with E3? Is this the last dying breath? Well, according to CD Projekt Red, it's not. In fact, CD Projekt Red CEO Adam Kay says... K isn't his last name. I just can't pronounce it because it's Viking or Nordic and it's crazy. I think it's Kaczynski. I can't say it. We'll just call him Adam K. Adam K says that this year's E3 29 will be, quote, the most important one ever. He said last year's E3 has been the most important one so far throughout the whole CD Projekt history. But this year's is going to be the most important one ever for us. We have really prepared a strong show. We're going to see Cyberpunk 2077. We're going to see it in a big way. And we might even see a new project that CD Projekt Red is working on. They've talked about it a little bit. I mean, they've not given us details. All we know is that they're working on something else. Will we get a teaser of that? I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath. Really, I think... Cyberpunk 2077 is going to be the mainstay. I think we're going to get deep dives. I think we're going to get things explained. I think they're going to come out and say, look, here's what's new about our game. Here's what pushes gaming further. Here's why you should buy it. And we're all going to go crazy because that game looks amazing. Speaking of things that make gamers go crazy, Borderlands 3 teaser trailers. Those are things that make gamers go crazy. Well, we just saw one. We saw a gaming trailer, a teaser gaming trailer. We now know the name of Borderlands 3 is going to be Mask of Mayhem, and Gearbox dropped a teaser trailer that opens with a shot of psychos worshiping what looks to be some new bad guys. It then shows some statues. There's some vault symbols. The camera is moving over these different fight scenarios. We're driving in cars. We're shooting at monsters. There's high fives. There's robot ninjas. There's crazy psychos everywhere. It looks really good. And at the end, it says, "Let the mayhem begin." Actually, I don't think it says "let." It says something about mayhem. And I can't remember. Dang, I should have that video pulled up right now. Anyways, go check it out because it's freaking awesome and it gets you hyped. That's today. That conference is today. So if you're listening to this in the afternoon, well, it's already happened and you've probably saw some gameplay. But as of right now, this morning, what I'm looking at is just this sweet, sweet teaser trailer. And I'm really excited to see what the panel brings for us today. It's a PAX East Gearbox panel. They're also announcing some new games. There's that cool sci-fi one that they teased as well over on Twitter. Or at least it looks like a sci-fi one. Regardless, Borderlands 3, it's coming back. I cannot wait. Here we go, baby. Next, in a story over at GameStop. GameSpot. I always get those two mixed up. In a story over at GameSpot, Divinity Original Sin 2 is getting a sequel called Fallen Heroes. That's right. Larian Studios has announced Divinity Fallen Heroes, a new standalone game that acts as a sequel to Divinity Original Sin 2. Fallen Heroes has been developed in co-production with Logic Artists, a studio known for creating strategy RPGs such as Clandestine and Expedition Vikings. According to a Larian Studios press release, in Fallen Heroes, you'll delve deeper into the world of Revelion as you command your troops aboard the Lady Vengeance, explore new lands, and wield new weapons and skills. Build your squad and vanish never before seen corners of Revelion. The game will feature both single player and two player co-op. That's just like the first game, or the first two games rather. Several characters from Original Sin 2 return to help you fight on your quest, including Milady Fane, Iphin, Lowe's Sibyl, Red Emperor, and Beast. Combat is tactical, forcing you to make calculated decisions on the battlefield and challenging you to strategize, prior to every encounter. The hub you'll return to between missions is a flying battleship called Lady Vengeance. Okay, that's new. This is exciting. It's there you'll manage your crew, influencing their relationships and how you interact with them. Fallen Heroes introduces gunpowder into the world of Divinity, allowing characters to wield firearms for the first time in the franchise. Ba-boom, baby! A new surface called Sulfurium has been introduced as well. Divinity Fallen Heroes is scheduled to release on multiple platforms later this year. That's very exciting. If you haven't had a chance to jump into Divinity Original Sin, you should check it out, especially if you're into turn-based combat strategy RPG games. This does it the best. This pays homage to old-school style games. Its artwork is beautiful, particularly Divinity Original Sin 2. I really think they hit their stride. Good times. Really looking forward to a sequel, Divinity Fallen Heroes, here. Oh, and guns. Guns in games is awesome. Can't wait. Stay tuned. I'll bring the news as it drops. We'll probably get a trailer soon. Hopefully, cross our fingers. Sekiro! Shadows Die Twice. Yes, Sekiro! Shadows Die Twice. It's a very difficult game, as all From Software games are. In fact, that's what it's known for. That's what makes the game fun. That's the appeal to it. Super difficult games. Well, a Twitch streamer, DanFlesh111, has beat the game in under an hour. That's right, he finished it at 50 minutes and 52 seconds. That's amazing. He's a speedrunner now. Have no fear. That record might be broken. 50 minutes and 52 seconds. Holy crap, that's insanely fast, especially for the incredible difficult game that is Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice. Our next story has to do with GameStop. Over at GameIndustry.biz, they brought us this news that GameStop partners with three esports organizations. That's right, retail giant GameStop has announced new partnership deals with three Texas-based esports organizations. The deals will see GameStop working closely with the Houston Outlaws, Envy Gaming, and Optic Gaming to develop in-store content and gaming clinics, for stores around Texas. GameStop CMO Frank Hamlin said he wanted GameStop to become, quote, the local neighborhood hub for amateur esports, providing access and resources to the community. Together, the three organizations will be offering different flavors, support for amateur players looking to improve, viewing parties, and opportunities to meet esport pros. I really think GameStop sees the writing on the wall. Everything's going digital. We had the news yesterday that PlayStation was removing its digital game purchases, their game cards, from retailers everywhere. I think eventually everybody's going to go that move. It'll just be directly through the stores online. It makes more sense for the game companies to do that. GameStop sees the writing on the wall. They've kind of already adjusted and have become more of a gaming memorabilia store at this point, and also a place where you can get used games, retro games. That's kind of still in its business as well. But I think transitioning to this esports is an interesting move. I think as esports grows, it might be a smart move. Only time will tell. But as it breaks down, as they move in this direction, we'll bring you any news. Any other changes? Seems like a cool move. We'll see whether or not it works out. Guys, that's it. That's the news for today. Hope you guys had a fantastic Thursday. PAX East is today. The Gearbox announcements are today. Go check them out. Look for those trailers. I'm so stoked. I'm super stoked. Borderlands 3, Borderlands 1 and 2. I loved those games. Some of my favorite memories are killing millions of little psychos and listening to them howl and the comedy that is in Borderlands and doing it with my brother, my cousin, my friends. Oh, it was such a blast. Have a good day, everybody. I'll be here first thing tomorrow. If you miss me, all you have to do is wait a few hours, and my voice shall return, like a voice crying from the dust. Here I am, IMX1, and this has been Gamer Daily News. We'll see you guys next time.